A popular Outcast production.
Hey, Outcasts, can you do us a favor? If you're going to go shopping on Amazon, instead of going to Amazon.com, go to gaming.popularoutcast.com, clear your cookies, click on the Amazon banner, and do your shopping there like you normally would. It's going to help us out because we get a taste of what you spend and you don't spend a penny more. Yeah. Plus, it keeps us free and it's fun. Thanks.
Welcome to Popular Outcast Gaming. Press start to begin.
I've got to talk about the Rayman demo, too.
Yes.
We're going now. Whenever. Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome to POG, guys.
Welcome to POG.
Episode 2. And we have someone here with us who we talked about like he was dead last week.
Yes. We were afraid that Jeff was never going to be able to make it.
We had his empty coaster for his...
Yeah.
It was weird, Jeff.
It was really weird not having you. You haven't talked yet.
he's going to pretend he's not. He's not going to say a word the entire episode.
I enjoyed listening to the first episode, honestly.
It's weird. We're not going to get into the podcast stuff a whole lot, but it's weird listening to
You have to
us.
Listen to our other podcasts.
It's weird listening
for that.
To us talk, yes. talk without... Like all of us here.
Right.
Like Jeff in Motion, or you for POG, probably.
Right.
But we'll talk about that on our real podcast, or our other podcast.
Yeah, this is not...
This is real.
This is real. We're in iTunes now.
Yeah.
This is real.
Exactly.
It's clean, though.
It's clean. I was going to say, I was going to bring it up.
Which is weird. It's silly weird. It is...
silly. Oh, gosh.
It is fluffy weird. That.
So far, you're doing good.
You're doing yeah.
really well. All right,
episode 2 is going to be the fanboy episode.
Yes.
Because Nintendo Direct happened.
Right.
Yes.
And that's huge. It was a big... I mean, Nintendo Direct happens all the time anymore.
Right.
What, is it monthly?
I don't know.
Like quarterly? Like,
it seems to happen a couple times a year, though.
Yeah. The last one was huge, but this one is way, way bigger.
Lots of news.
And I guess we'll get right into it. We'll
sure.
start with gaming news, which is going to be all of my notes, and then we'll talk about what we're playing.
Oh, wait. Did we introduce ourselves?
No.
I'm Bill.
I'm Mike.
I'm Jeff.
Nice.
And this Thanks. Is POG, which we did already.
Yes. POG. Popular Outcasts Gaming.
Yeah.
Outcasts. Okay, well, I'm going to kind of go through... We'll start with 3DS, then we'll get into Wii U, then we'll get into, like, two other things that are happening right now.
Okay.
We'll kick off with 3DS, chronologically. I don't know if... Did you guys get a chance to watch the video? So if you didn't, it's totally fine.
Yes, I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, okay.
We watched
fine.
The Evil Within.
Oh, we did watch the Evil thing.
That thing's weird.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. Okay, so May, which is, like, soon, Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D is coming out.
Okay.
Yes. Which is...
Is that basically
Wii,
a remake,
it is,
basically?
It is exactly the Wii game.
Okay.
Put into the 3DS, which I'm game, because...
Aislinn, we got that game for Aislinn. She played, I think, until the end of the first world.
That
and
game
then...
is Rayman Origins hard. That's,
yeah.
It is yeah. hard. I
and
beat
then
it, but
she
it...
said, fluff this, and almost threw the the controller, and she hasn't picked it up again.
Yeah.
She played it for like 3 hours once.
Yeah,
it's no Demon Souls, but
no, but
Nintendo
of Nintendo, it's getting there.
Nintendo has its very own specific feeling,
right?
Like
yeah.
the hard. There is a Nintendo hard.
Mario yeah. anymore has been ridiculously difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Every Mario game, I
although
mean,
it's
super
better
Mario.
Than the super easy ones. If I don't curse. Playing a Mario game, it's not a real Mario game, you know?
Well, they call New Super Mario Brothers Super Mario Brothers Divorce, right?
Yeah, yes.
So, I mean, I played with Janaea and her brother. Janaea's my girlfriend, for those of you who only listen to POG.
Yes.
That's the biggest fight I've ever seen them get into, and they're brother and sister.
Right.
Yeah. Like, they've had some fights.
Right. I just started...
Over Mario, he left his own room.
Wow.
Over Mario.
I just went to, I picked that game up again. I had beaten it, and I had started getting all the star coins, and then I kind of...
Star coins are one thing that I've never done. I mean, yeah. I do it.
That's the thing.
I do
I've
it for
never,
two worlds, and then I just give up.
Yes, I've never done that also, but I determined that I want this Mario. I want
yeah.
to get, like, all the star coins, do all the star road. Really freaking
it's not happening, is it?
No, that's the thing, though, because of, I'm sure, later news item, I want to do that.
Yeah,
I want
yeah.
to...
Well, Mario, or Nintendo has adopted the iOS gaming, or the handheld gaming thing,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you want a 3-star everything, you want to
yes.
collect everything,
yeah.
and Nintendo's doing that now with those coins.
And yeah, definitely.
Every game that they come out with, you have to collect something. Donkey Kong Country Returns had a whole world that you had to unlock by collecting something.
Probably bananas.
I think it was bananas. The
three B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah. But I'm getting that for sure.
That stuff is bananas.
The one game I'm not really that excited about that's coming out that some people might be is Mario vs. Donkey Kong Minis on the Move.
Yeah.
It's eShop only, but it's got the graphics of any other 3DS game. So
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's downloadable. No, but I don't really have anything to say about that.
Right.
Right.
There's going to be links on the blog post to all of these games.
Gotcha.
So there's at least footage.
Right.
June, Animal Crossing New Leaf.
That we have purchased already.
Yeah,
Aislinn is a big Animal Crossing
junkie.
It's
going to be great. Have you played Animal Crossing, Bill?
Never played an Animal Crossing.
You should try
like
it
Minecraft,
out.
It on paper sounds boring.
Yeah, it does.
But it is definitely interesting. Yeah. We need to talk about the Minecraft update, too.
We do.
Okay.
Oh,
you
yes.
do, because I
keep
falling
up,
out of the Minecraft world. I know, well,
Minecraft news.
That's where all your Reddit karma comes from.
Yes,
it's
yes,
Minecraft
it does.
Update. Minecraft updates.
Absolutely.
That was my most upvoted post, the last Minecraft thing.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So, Animal Crossing New Leaf, I think it's going to be better than Wild World. Not better than the original, but
right.
I know KK Slider has a nightclub in this one, which is pretty sweet, and he has yes. the coolest music ever. I'm just so happy he made it back.
Yeah, I actually got pretty deep into the Animal Crossing for Wii.
I always have the problem of either going on vacation or something, mm-hmm. and you come back and you have to pull the weeds. But yeah. I don't know. I just stop caring
that,
Animal Crossing.
That game
That's my issue.
Is like many games like it. You play it every day for like 8 months.
Yeah.
Like it holds on for a while, but then one day you're just like...
You just stop.
You skip it once.
Yeah, and then you go back a year later and like, you know...
People
Daisy,
forgot your name.
Daisy the moose is on the corner, and Otto the otter is selling drugs in the back alley behind Tom Nook's adult bookstore.
Everything's changed.
What's
man.
Happened? It's like an episode, or it's like It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
It's like, what would it be like if I didn't exist in my Animal Crossing town, which is usually named Fart or or Boogerton? I'm six. I had something else, but that's I lost it. On
but that game we actually is pre-ordered and pre-purchased.
Yeah. Oh, in regards to games that hold on, and I quit The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Wow.
Just want to say
congratulations.
That.
Yes.
I'm going to get my chip next week.
Nice.
We're into August with Mario and Luigi Dream Team.
Okay.
Which is another RPG from Nintendo.
That I've never gotten into the Mario and Luigi. You said that it's pretty good.
It's really good. The because, Game Boy Advance ones are better than the DS ones.
After listening to Yahtzee's Zero Punctuation on Mario Sticker Star, I decided I don't like it as much as I did when I played it.
I traded Sticker Star in today.
Yeah.
I'm never going to beat it. I'm never going to stop.
Oh, I beat it, but it's just not...
It just doesn't do it.
No.
That's the first 3DS game I think I've traded.
And not like the first Paper Mario, too. Paper Mario was a great thing.
Yeah, and Thousand Year Door was great, too.
Yeah.
And then after that...
Like, the one on Wii was alright, but it wasn't the same.
And it just didn't have that reel-in factor.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff, I'm glad you're here today.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bill.
No, it's totally fine. I'm loving this.
We're over here in Nintendo Land.
September. Are we done on Mario & Luigi?
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool RPG. A lot of action. Lots of... instead of just turn-based like Pokemon or any other game, mm-hmm. you actually get to do things in the battles.
Oh, that's
there's
neat.
I know Luigi like has a move games. In this one where it's like Katamari, where you collect other Luigis with a giant ball.
Oh, that's awesome.
As far as I know... There's the platformer section of the game is controlled while Luigi's dreaming. So you pull his mustache on the bottom touchscreen to make pathways for Mario to walk up.
Oh, wow.
So, like, it's just going to be crazy.
That
the year of Luigi.
Crazy. Yeah.
As Nintendo keeps calling
and
it.
And I'm glad because I always liked Luigi.
Me too.
Not because I was like the younger kid, because green.
Yeah.
Yes.
Green's my favorite color.
Yeah.
Dark Moon, by the way. If you haven't played it.
I haven't yet.
Okay, you can. I'm getting to the end, so you guys can play mine.
Okay.
But September, Mario Golf World Tour.
Hmm.
If you're into
never
that.
Never been opposed to Mario Sports, and if I had to pick one, it would probably be golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario Golf.
I never really
fun.
Got into Mario Tennis or, well, Mario Kart. Is
on the Virtual
game?
Boy?
Mario Tennis? Yeah. No, I had Mario Tennis on the 64, and it was fun.
James Burgess had Mario Tennis on the Virtual Boy.
It was one of those that was only fun when you had friends over.
Yeah, yeah.
similar to Mario Golf. But Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate comes out in September also.
That looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Usually I steer clear of handheld.
Now, doesn't isn't there like a wide console release for
Arkham? Isn't it just Batman Arkham Origins? The Blackgate, the Blackgate subtitle is the 3DS.
That's 3DS,
title.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes, like, yes, yes. That's what I was thinking of, the right. wider one.
It's Lego City Undercover, The Chase Begins, which is like the 3DS version. It's a different story. It's the prequel to Lego City Undercover.
How is that? Because
it is. I'm going to get into that.
Okay,
it's so good.
The really neat thing about handheld stuff, like the Vita. I have more experience with the Vita. They they release a lot of stuff that, like, around the same time the average. The regular game comes out,
right?
And then they're, you know, it's a supplemental game almost. Yeah. It may be not as long, but they did it with Uncharted. They did it with Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, and to see Nintendo doing that as
well. Yeah, wasn't Assassin's Creed like a New Orleans style, like bayou sort of thing? Yeah, cool.
Narwhals.
I like that they do that, and now that they have handhelds that can hold up. The graphics,
yeah, exactly.
It's worth it. Although, you know, some games are notoriously bad on the consoles, and their 3DS counterpart is great. Epic Mickey 2 on the 3DS was a side-scroller a la the original Mario games from Super Nintendo and Sega, and it was actually a sequel to the Big Mickey side-scroller. What was it? The castle.
Remaking. They're remaking that just like DuckTales.
Are they? Okay, well,
I saw a trailer.
Anyway, this one's considered a sequel to that one.
Nice.
And it's really good, and it's beautiful, and it's all like...
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's great. And I thought maybe, you know, like if The Walking Dead Survival Instinct had a 3DS counterpart, it could be decent.
Right.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because those graphics look like they belonged on a handheld.
Right. Okay, so November, December, this is the holiday season, so these could change.
Right.
Pokemon X and Y, which, as far as I understand, are two entirely different games this time.
Really?
Different storylines.
Interesting.
I could be wrong. But there looks like there's some platforming elements, too, like some vine jumping and things like that.
It's like fully 3D world.
Yeah, which is beautiful. And I skipped Black and White. And
so
Black
did
and
I.
White one, too. I think I want to get back into this.
Yeah.
Because
Ace and I also have both of those pre-ordered.
Yeah.
If 12-year-old me could see what I'll be playing when I have Pokemon X and Y, he would drop dead.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Because this is what I wanted it to be. Actually, this is probably what I pictured it as.
Right.
You go back and look at Pokemon, and I can still, like...
That's where your imagination is yeah. I saw the trailer for those. I was like, I'm going to pre-order those.
Yeah. They look great. We also have the Link to the Past sequel.
Right,
which is a working title.
That was pretty vague, the info.
Yeah,
on
but
that,
it's
wasn't
beautiful.
It?
It's updated graphics. It's almost like Spirit Tracks.
Right.
It's the same view, but it's almost like the Wind Waker.
Spirit Tracks. Man. Oh, I played that for a solid 5 days. Turned off the Wii U, forgot to save.
Oh!
Or the 3DS forgot to save. Had lost all of that.
Yeah.
I did that when I first started it. I was three castles in.
There's no reason for a game not to autosave anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
But then again, that was DS, so I guess maybe that was pre-autosave option.
Yeah, but still.
Did the DS ever have a game that autosaved?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm so spoiled with it with, like, iPhones and things.
Yeah. Now it just does it with whether you want it to or not.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty cool, and I guess they have almost like a chalk-like drawing aspect of this game where you can suck into the wall and then kind of go around the wall, like around the corners to get to another portion.
Oh, neat.
But it does the thing that Fez did, if you guys saw, like, the Fez
I
haven't played it, but I've seen the videos.
Where you can go from 2D to 3D and see the rest of the environment, which is going to be kind
That's
of cool
really neat.
They
kind
of did that in the Paper Mario for
they
Wii.
Did. Yeah, exactly. That's very similar.
Which is ages ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be cool. And I think the last one for the 3DS... Nope, two more. Mario Party 3DS, which I think...
I've never been into the Mario Party game.
I liked the N64 ones, again. It's because I had a brother who was there with me all the time.
I played the N64 ones, but I never really did
it
for
me. And we could play together, but other than that...
I have GameCube version. Yeah, and I've played Janae it a couple of times.
A few times since we've been dating. And,
yeah.
And it's still fun. It's still a good time. But I think the 3DS having the online capability would be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it would be better on the Wii because, you know, if you and Aislinn wanted to play Janae and I, we mm-hmm. probably could.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But you just have to be able to sit down for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's the big problem with Mario
Although,
Party.
Nintendo has Nintendo Land. Which
yeah.
is
right.
essentially...
Which is Mario Party in a yeah. way. Well, that... What's that adventure mode? Like the playthrough.
Yeah, yeah, the train.
yeah.
Which you guys still need to come over and do.
I wanna have a Nintendo Land party.
Yeah, yes. For sure.
I got an apartment. Maybe we can have a housewarming Nintendo Land party.
That would be a lot
that
of fun.
That could work. Give us a date.
Yeah.
We'll
get rid of the
kiddo. Talk about apartment stuff on our podcast.
Yes.
Yesterday. Yeah. Wait, no, never mind. Okay.
in like 3 weeks.
But my personal favorite that was announced is Yoshi's Island 3.
Yeah.
Okay, Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo. Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo was Super Mario World 3.
Right. Yes.
Super Mario World. I love that game.
Incredible.
Yes. Yeah. I still have one
of my favorite games of all time. Probably the reason I'm still playing games today.
Yeah.
Another game that's probably a huge influence on my art, my love for art.
Yep.
Then the second
that
one came out.
That game was beautiful, yeah. too.
And the music.
Absolutely.
Oh, the music. Yeah.
It still holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, just, Yoshi's Island 2 was like a remake?
It was on the DS. You could play... It was on the DS.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Yoshi's Island DS, not 2.
Yeah.
Which made me think
it was a remake.
Yeah,
or a
but it
re-release.
Wasn't.
No.
It was weird. The graphics were kind of similar.
Yeah.
The music was not by Koji Kondo, so it's just not nearly
right.
as good. Also,
right.
you had Baby Donkey Kong Peach Wario.
That game was hard, too.
It was hard, but not in a fun way.
No.
They decided to turn it into a puzzle game instead of like, and you could switch out every time. So you had 4 options, or 5, I don't even remember, of ways to solve puzzles. Like Donkey Kong could pull you up vines and stuff.
Oh, neat.
It was a cool concept, but not a good execution.
Right. Yeah.
This one looks like it's just you and Mario.
Good.
The graphics are a little updated,
right.
but still to the core of what Yoshi's Island was on the
awesome.
Super Nintendo.
Awesome.
So it looks great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I am excited for that. I love Yoshi's Island.
I'm getting that immediately.
For sure.
Yeah, I might even get Yoshi's Island DS again just to try it.
Right.
Did we
trade that in? I don't remember.
I don't have it anymore. I know I was angry and traded in. Touch and Go on the DS was cool. You make clouds for Yoshi to walk on, which is just a puzzle. It should just be an app
right.
on an iPhone, but it's a cool game.
Man.
Which carried over Yoshi's Island.
Someday, Nintendo will wise up and put stuff in the iOS.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, they're basically like, no, we have our own digital store and our own handheld
Someday, they'll have a Nintendo phone, and that's when I'm going to drop iPhone.
Yeah. If they do it right, if it doesn't
have 2 screens and you need a Wiimote to use it.
I know.
I
trust Nintendo, but I need to wait and see what their end product is.
Because all in one is something that Nintendo doesn't do so great.
No, they choose one thing and go that direction.
They have gone the way of peripherals, which is working for them, and I enjoy the,
yeah,
their
me
use
too.
Of them.
It's fresh but, enough that I feel I should own a Nintendo system and another system.
Yes,
it's just different enough,
right,
to warrant that.
Yep.
Okay. Bill, yeah. I'm really sorry. I know you're not a huge Nintendo fan.
No, I
just don't want to alienate you in this conversation.
You're not.
Okay, good.
We're good.
I know. Okay.
I'm still enjoying
it. I didn't make it to this one.
Yeah.
It's just been Mike talking to himself.
I would have been like, oh, good. Cool. Sounds great. Yeah.
Get
neato.
That.
Yeah.
You are a Vita guy. So we'll have a Vita episode where you talk.
As soon as I get another one.
you can talk about both of the games on the Vita.
Right, exactly. Which, by the way, if anybody... both of the... No, there's a lot more than 2.
You're a funny monkey fluffer, Michael Bennett.
I will tell you flat out, Little Deviance on the Vita
is one of the best
games I've played in a long
time.
And
I would like to play Sly Cooper on there, and if PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale was a good game.
We'll see what happens with the PS4.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Because you know there's
going to
be
Because the PS4 is just going to have the Vita as its gamepad.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because... PlayStation's really been copying Nintendo lately, haven't they?
They have.
Well, yeah. I mean, even the PlayStation Move controllers were Wii remotes.
Yes, they
I
were
mean,
100% Wii remotes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the PS4 Move camera is apparently going to be able to pick up your movement
cool.
the Kinect.
So
yeah,
the
I saw there's a
Kinect
game like where
also.
You control marionettes
right.
and stuff. It
yeah.
kind of sweet.
Will the PS4 come stock with the EyeSight camera?
Yes.
Because I just have not
we
found
talking
any
today,
reason to
We were talking
get a move.
Today about right. how we think the PS4 might... come with a Vita.
Yeah, they
I mean,
might have
could.
A Vita bundle.
because they're pushing this Vita, the Vita PS4, like, bridge.
We'll see.
But that's not Nintendo.
Yes.
Right.
And I have
Wii
U to
Nintendo
get
Week.
Nintendo Week.
It's Nintendo Week. W-I-I-K. We have our title. It's Nintendo Week. Wii U new releases. I'm going to save that one for last.
Okay.
Bayonetta 2. I never played Bayonetta. I don't think you guys did.
I heard it was good.
I've only heard good things. I guess you're like a demon witch when you control your
hair
or something, which people are excited about.
Like the Trash Mermaid in Adventure Time.
Speaking of, speaking of alienation, I'm kind of... Some of these titles I'm not excited about.
Yeah.
Pokemon Rumble U basically looks like a game where you control a Pokemon from the angle
It almost looked like Skylanders, didn't
it? Yeah, kind of.
Because they were finally using the little NFC thing on the Wii
pad. And if it was like Skylanders, I might get sold. If it was like the original Pokemon with whatever. They need a Pokemon Snap U is what they need.
Yes.
Holy crap, they do.
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
Pokemon Snap is
even
a
if
great
it's on
game.
eShop release.
Oh, yeah. You can move around your Wii U. Oh, my God.
Why isn't that happening right now?
Yeah.
Right. Shoot.
Give
You'd
us a call.
You'd find them behind your couch.
Oh, my
your
God.
Your own couch.
No,
you can do that with a 3DS.
I'm talking about looking at the screen.
Right. You would like hold it up and like it'd be like a
It would be a literal camera.
Yeah.
To take pictures with.
Just
they
use
wouldn't
the trigger to
oh,
take
my
a picture.
Gosh.
That would work
because
so well.
Because they use that for the scope in Zombie U.
And it works
Zombie
so
U.
well. They do it in Zombie U. They pull it into Lego City Undercover, and it's so solid. It
so
works
you're not
so
saying
well.
Make it a virtual thing.
No.
You're saying
you would point it at the screen.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my
God. You would be your camera. You would see through it.
But whoever's
Nintendo,
watching,
that's for free.
Yeah, you can have that. If you think it happens, we'll buy it.
Yeah.
Bill will buy it.
Someone's got to be
I will
doing
get a
that,
Wii
right?
We're going
to
get into your Wii U situation, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I can talk about that.
Another one they announced was Yarn Yoshi,
ooh,
which is going to be like Kirby's Epic Yarn. I think it's from the same
which
company.
Which was decent.
Which was decent.
Way easy.
Really too easy. You couldn't die.
No.
The music.
And not like you can't die in Rayman.
No,
because
I know.
You have okay, you have infinite lives in Rayman.
Yeah, but with Epic Yarn, you had the Sonic ring aspect,
mm-hmm,
but you couldn't lose.
Yeah.
You never got taken out of the level and restarted.
Yeah.
I don't think. That game was a blur for me.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, but...
Yeah, I mean, I know at Game Depot, if you ever go in there, they have like 40 copies of it, like, new.
Right.
I bought the Kirby 20th anniversary and never put it in my Wii. Like,
yeah, well, that's a cool
I was like,
cover.
I
want to
pay that.
That's cool enough.
I want to have that. I want to have that.
Yeah.
Never put it in the Wii.
Yeah. So, Yarn Yoshi, it's the same exact thing. I mean,
okay.
There's a cool trailer out for that.
It's
cool
like, Nintendo's like, you think our games are for kids? You think our games are for kids? Here's a game for kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'll buy
the
day it comes out.
Yep.
Anything Yoshi, I'm sold.
Yeah.
Mario Kart U has been announced. I did air quotes there.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right.
We don't have any information.
That makes
on
sense,
it.
Too, because the driving.
Why
the
wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Again, but they better give us the option to use the
nunchuck and controller.
Well, that or just the gamepad. I don't want to have to steer if I don't want to.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, that's what they did with the nunchuck with Mario Kart for the Wii, is that you could use the nunchuck or you could actually use the Wiimote.
Right.
Which a lot of people don't know you can use the nunchuck.
Right.
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 They did announce
and that's sneaky.
3D Super Mario is the working title.
Really?
There's not much information on other than the fact that it's in...
That's a Wii U title?
Yeah, it's in the style of Super Mario 64.
64.
So
interesting.
If that's going to happen... I love Super Mario Galaxy. I thought it was great.
I just got Super Mario Galaxy 2 back from my brother.
Yeah.
I need to play that.
I mean, they're good. Because
I hit the
series.
Wall where I didn't have enough of whatever you collect to get to the next world.
Yeah.
So
right.
I was kind of like, crap.
Yeah.
I got to go race that rabbit or whatever it is.
Right.
And it's like...
It was a good game. They were.
Yes.
But I just... After the second one happened, I was like, I miss Super Mario Sunshine in 64 because that was such a solid gameplay style.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And like the collect-em-all, like Banjo-Kazooie, Mario style of games kind of got lost.
Yeah.
But they're one of the reasons I love video games, so I don't know. The Wind Waker HD remake looks beautiful.
Right, and I never played Wind Waker.
You never did.
I'm a new.
Well, you
I'm
owe it
newer
to yourself.
To Nintendo.
You owe it to yourself.
Yes.
That's one of the best games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah. Awesome.
I said that about a lot of games.
I'll
but
we'll
I
definitely
mean
own that.
Yeah.
They have a cool trophy collection.
I got like a third of the way into Skyward Sword, and
I stopped a third of the way into.
And like,
I don't know
I
why.
Love it. I love playing it, but I just
it's
Morgan
tiring.
Doesn't like watching
it. Well,
It is tiring because you have to swing your sword.
I love that they did it, and I think it's great that they made it work so well. But I just don't want to do it. I just want to sit and...
True, veg. I do want to do it, but Morgan doesn't like to watch it.
Yeah.
Because she likes to, like, lay on me while I play a game.
Right, right, right.
And I can't. I got to be, like, sitting upright and, like,
swinging
a sword all around. And
the new Zelda game, again, it was announced.
Zelda and the vagueness of time.
And Zelda and the vagueness of noun.
Yeah.
So who knows what that's going to be. I mean...
Yeah, that's like next year or something.
Screenshots, again, air quotes, have been floating around since before the Wii U was even announced. Right. So who knows.
Yeah.
Well, they had something that they used as a Wii U demo, but they stated, they're like, this is not a game, it's just a demo we built that happened to use one of your favorite characters.
So get excited about nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Pikmin 3.
Yes.
It keeps getting pushed back, but...
Mm. Right.
Hopefully it's like BioShock Infinite... being pushed back, you know?
Right,
Pikmin
exactly.
1 and 2 were incredible, and you just need to be in the right mindset to do it.
Right.
I guess. And the one I was saving was Wii Fit U.
Did we have a date?
No, but it's just announced.
Yeah.
E3 is going to be the big date.
They are actually showing commercials for it in GameStop.
Because I want a...
Yeah.
Gosh darn Wii Fit U. Yes. I've got the board.
Right.
I just need that game because I want to start working out again. And Wii Fit was the thinnest I ever was.
It's right, exactly.
It's going to be mathematical, right?
Yes.
Am I using that correctly?
Yes, it will be mathematical.
I think it's going to be sweet. Maybe I'll actually buy it and use it.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that they're
with the Wii Fit.
A lot of the stuff that they're talking about.
I know you both did it.
Yeah,
and you both had success.
Yeah, it really the Wii Fit. If you stick to it, really does work.
You both had documented success.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some of the things that I've seen about Wii Fit U is that like a lot of privacy stuff where they're just going to have your like weight on the gamepad as opposed to on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Because I there's plenty of people out there that don't want people to know what they weigh.
I want to see. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I just had a thought. I want to see
like online.
I want to see online. Yeah,
so you can compare.
I would like the idea of you going on for a bike ride the same way you did before.
Uh-huh.
But the gamepad you can steer with and explore like an island.
Oh, that would be exactly. Well, they did kind of like the was that Wii Sports Resort where they had the Segway? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Maybe. I didn't get it.
Or was that Wii Fit Plus?
I think that I get those too confused sometimes. Yeah, I
even
think it was
so,
Wii Fit
I think
Plus.
If they gave you the option to go for a bike ride or a run on the thing and you could control using your whatever.
Right.
And you could go and collect things as you did it. I think that would be really a cool way to forget that you're tired or forget that you're exhausted from running.
Yeah, make it more of a game as
more
opposed
of a game,
to...
which... Everyone anymore is saying to gamify your life.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that's like a way of getting things done for people anymore, which I think is awesome.
I mean, you have stuff like Foursquare where you collect points in order to become like, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And Virtual Console. A lot of stuff's coming out about that, so that's finally.
Did they lay out how you would move your Wii Virtual Console to the new?
Not that I
found. They're being real vague about that, and I don't like it.
It scares me. I know.
Yeah.
Luckily, I only have two Virtual Console games on my
like
Wii.
Yeah, seven.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's going to start happening soon. I mean, it's not a whole lot
Do you have the Super Luigi U?
Oh, yeah, that's on there, too. I didn't write it down. That's going to be cool. DLC for
the new Super Mario Brothers
U.
Oh,
but it's Super Luigi World, where you play as Luigi.
Very
cool. It just looks really hard.
Yeah.
Like, enemies everywhere.
In the 3DS, the Super Mario 3D Land, once you beat the game, it unlocked a Luigi version of the game right away.
Right, right.
And I got, like, into the third world and was just like... this game, I'm done.
This fluffing game.
This fluffing game. I am so fluffing done with this.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
It's really hard.
Yeah.
And then because there was the cheating suit, if you died enough times, they'd give you like an invincibility
suit. Yeah, Nintendo
suit.
Introduced that too recently.
But like in the Luigi version, you didn't get that, and you died more.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that went longer than I expected. I'm sorry, guys. We still have 15 minutes, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, we'll get into some news. Bethesda is creating a new horror game from the studio that did Resident Evil. There's a trailer out. Go watch it. It's on the blog. Don't watch it at night.
Yeah,
because it looks like it's called something else.
It's called The Evil Within.
It's a live action trailer with real people.
Yeah, I mean, so it doesn't show you anything.
No, but there is a screenshot album that I linked to also.
Okay, cool. So I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty sweet, I think.
I can look at those.
I know. I'll just pull up while we're talking. But as far as I can tell, it's gonna be like a almost first person explorations or third person exploration Silent Hill.
Yeah,
feeling.
It seemed like Silent Hill and what were we talking about? Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
Silent Hill.
It looks
and
awesome.
Like Hellraiser.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kind of pushed into one with Seven as well.
I'm sorry. Did you mean Heckraiser? I'm just kidding. We can say that.
Hell's okay.
Heck, Razor.
That was the title of a movie.
Yes, exactly.
I was joking. But,
well, we are marked as clean, so that might actually be an issue.
No, I don't think...
I marked us as clean.
Yeah, I know, but...
We'll have this conversation after.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks pretty sweet. I would say check it out.
Yeah.
Or follow it, at least. Mm-hmm. New releases this week. This week when it comes out yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dead Island Riptide came out. Why? I don't know.
Yeah. It was $50.
Everyone dislike Dead Island?
I hate it.
You know what's really funny?
I love the trailer. Still one of my favorite trailers for anything of all time.
Mm-hmm. I would
hated
say,
the game.
I would say most of the people that I talked to about Dead Island before they announced Riptide, everybody said that they hated it.
Yeah, but
and
now that
now,
a new game is out.
Yeah, now everybody's like, oh, you should really play that.
Oh, God, zombies. I better
yeah.
start liking this now.
Yeah, you'll really like it, I promise. No, I don't know.
So that's that. Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen? Arisen?
Which
Dragon's
is...
Dogma's gotten caught some crap for being repetitive and...
Well, it wasn't their fault they came out right when Skyrim did,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's a Skyrim, basically.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty, and I've heard good things about it. It's just more... yeah, what were you going
to
say?
I was bummed to hear that they stopped developing on Skyrim and there's not going to be a Game of the Year edition.
Oh, really?
Well, now you have to get it.
Yeah.
Do you just want to play mine?
Maybe.
You can't, because I'm not going to play anytime soon.
Yeah.
That's one of those games where you stop playing and you can't get back into it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's very difficult to jump back in.
And Star Trek.
Yeah.
The third-person Star Trek game. I forget the...
Your Klingon is dead, Captain.
MMO, or is it a...
It's just like a third-person
It looks like
shooter.
Uncharted Star Trek.
Yeah.
Which might not be a bad thing. It looks cool. There's more and more...
Into Darkness.
Important. Yeah.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Into Darkness. Is that...
Is it a game?
It's a movie game.
It's a movie game.
But that doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing anymore.
True.
So.
Yeah.
Riddick games were awesome.
Yeah. We'll take the last few minutes of this episode to talk about what we're playing now.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's let Bill go first.
Yeah, Bill can go. Talk as much as you want. I'm not going to apologize again.
Okay. I'm going to cut out all the apologies anyway, because it's really not ruining anything talk.
Okay. I can take a break.
Yeah, I can take a break. I guess I can tell you this, regale you guys with the tale that you both know.
That's fine.
Yesterday, I traded in a bunch of games and almost bought a Wii U. I was joking. The guy I was working, I'm friends with, Eddie Monster.
On twitch.tv slash Eddie Monster?
I believe that's correct.
EDE Monster?
We'll have him on. Monster.
This would be a good show to have him on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, why don't you call Ashley and ask her about the Wii U, which if you guys remember, we asked Ashley if I could get a Wii U. She said no.
Yeah, we yelled
from
this room.
And she yelled back and said no. And
did that pick up on the episode?
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
Okay, good.
Yes, it did.
So basically what happened was that I called her thinking that she wasn't going to say yes. She said yes.
It's a great system.
My only defense is, one, I was spending $200 unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
That's the best defense. You don't really need to go to step two.
Yeah. I'm just nervous about the games because, I have a Wii.
There aren't many.
Yeah.
Can I say something now that we had this 30-minute conversation?
Sure.
I don't think the Wii is for you.
Yeah.
I just don't know if Nintendo is your niche.
But see, that's the thing. I love Yoshi's Island. I love the Mario games. But everything else, I would just play on another
console.
Maybe
not this Nintendo.
Right.
Maybe old Nintendo. Not that...
We can go over right now and play stuff
exactly.
on the NES. It's already hooked up.
Yeah.
My Super Nintendo and Nintendo 64 are both hooked up.
But...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not for you. I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't... I would love to appreciate and respect it. I would love to play Lego City Undercover.
Oh, yeah.
I would play the heck out of that game.
Yeah.
But
And like I said to the phone on you, Mario is a Mario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Mario.
Right.
Like, you already know that you're going to love it if you're going to love it.
Right.
And it's HD. That's the difference.
Right.
It is beautiful, though.
It is.
Well,
and, like, Zombie U is great, but I wouldn't say Zombie U is a system seller by
right.
any means.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I called both of you guys and talked to both of you guys.
Did we say similar things?
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like based on our text conversation last night, we say opposite things.
No, not at all.
We won't get into
it
that.
It was basically, no, you both were basically like, yeah, it's great. If you want to get it, get it. And then I started feeling guilty. So anyway, so I bought, I actually almost threw up.
So
I
bought
was
another
nervous.
System.
No, I bought Transformers, Revenge of the, or excuse me, Fall of Cybertron.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which you've been talking about forever.
I've heard that's very good.
Oh my, yeah. I played it last night. It's really
good. The demo was awesome.
Like you, Jeff, I am not a hyper-realistic war shooter guy.
No.
I like shooters.
Yeah.
And when you can
like
get...
Like your Half-Life, your Halo.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Unreal.
I'm the same way.
I'm very bad at Unreal, but I still like it.
Yeah.
I don't like brown, tan, and gray shooters. Is that
right.
That is perfect.
Like
yeah.
I need something that's different. Mm-hmm. Far Cry 3 was on the edge, but that
right.
beautiful island and like the everything.
And I liked Tom Clancy Ghost Recon Future Soldier. This is the longest name that's hard to it's like a tongue twister. I liked that game.
Yeah.
But not enough to keep it, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, Fall of Cybertron is as good as people have been saying it is.
Right.
Good.
I also got Lego Lord of the Rings and haven't played it yet.
I got it today too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. The thing, because I'm okay, that's what I'm playing. I'll touch on that when
yeah.
it's my turn.
Yeah.
Well, we both bought it because we watched you play it.
Yeah. Right,
at
exactly.
Our staff meeting.
Absolutely.
Like, I saw you today. I was like, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it last night.
Yeah.
It's very good, but the thing is, they kind of stretched because they added so many new things to this Lego game, and it's so big. That's the first Lego game that I've actively had bug issues with.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm fine with bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but when you're trying to 100% something and you can't get your gold brick,
that's...
I kind of touched on that last month or last week where I said I play a lot of games, but I don't really play them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever 100%ed a
Aceyn and I
PS3
always,
generation game.
Always 100% Lego games.
You
have to. You have to.
I'm that kind of person, and I want to
because you're
be.
Not done with the Lego game until it's 100%.
Well,
right.
Now that
because
I've...
there's so many hidden things in those games.
Exactly.
Before Lego City Undercover, I didn't really play a Lego game.
Those Lego games are great.
So
I played Lego Star Wars on my PSP,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it then.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had
Lego
no
Star
reason
Wars.
Not to play another
That's
one.
The thing. It's harder
but
to
I
go backwards in the Lego games because they add more and more stuff each time.
Right.
And going backwards, you're like, I can barely do anything because they just keep adding features.
Right,
well, I'm
exactly.
noticing that with Lego City Undercover right now. But anyway, you were saying about you bought Lego Lord of the Rings.
And Lego Star Wars.
And Lego Star
saga.
Wars.
But this morning... Oddly enough, I spent 3.5 hours playing Plants vs. Zombies.
Really?
Great
Broke
game.
It back
on
out,
the console,
yeah.
Or did you play it on...
No, on the iPhone.
Yeah, that's I can't play on anything but a touchscreen with that game.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
Exactly.
That's
oh my god,
game.
So good.
Yeah.
You forget how good it is.
I
Castle Defense
I
games are good.
A segment on the show of what we're playing on the iPhone and mm-hmm. iPad, so we'll start... I mean...
Yeah.
We'll come up with a title.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it all counts.
Handheld Habits, maybe.
It all counts. Yeah. Jeff?
Lego, Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
and Rayman Origins, which I'm loving.
Yeah.
I've made it to the second round of Worlds,
yeah.
which I was like, I hit the mountain, I was like,
right.
oh, this game was a lot shorter than I thought.
Yeah.
I just beat the giant canary boss,
right.
and I was... I said the word poop a lot.
It's one of the hardest games I've ever played in my life.
It is... But it's so fun.
But you can't stop. Yeah.
No,
it's
no,
so
it's
good.
So hard. But it's the right kind of hard. It's the old school
yeah.
Mario kind of hard. Just like, nope, I'm gonna do it.
Right, and then they make it so easy just to keep going. Mm-hmm. They know.
Yes.
They know how much time you're gonna spend restarting the levels,
mm-hmm.
so they made it easy for
yeah,
you.
And they
right.
just,
it
unlimited
just goes
lives.
And goes and goes and goes.
So,
and
yeah.
that needs to be implemented to a
yes.
lot more.
Yes, and on that note, Rayman Legends. I finally found the demo for the Wii U. That
yeah.
game. The first game is beautiful. That new
yeah.
one is beautiful.
They almost
wow.
they increase the depth of like the hand drawn illustrations.
Yes.
And the characters have some more roundness to them.
Yeah, the characters are they look like they're actually 3D sprites now in a 2D platformer. But that demo, you get three levels, you have to beat each level to get to the last level, which is just basically a treat. I played through the whole demo twice.
Me too.
I played through the last
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock is the name of the level. Just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
I played through that four times.
It's so good. It's so good. One of the best levels of a game I've ever played in my life. And it's just a demo.
Yes. The second time I got to it, Morgan was sitting next to me just in awe.
Wow.
And when I finished the level, which she applauded.
Yeah.
My 3-year-old daughter applauded when I finished that level.
For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, it's a side scroller, but
you can link to a YouTube video.
Yeah,
right?
We can do that. But you jump and the music reacts to the way that you. Well, okay, the level is constantly moving. You're not controlling Rayman other than
Black
his jumps.
Betty. The song is Black Betty.
Oh wow!
And it's all Black Betty. But every time you like jump over a ledge, all these bad guys come up and just do the bammer lamp.
That's awesome. And,
we'll watch that video before we leave.
Yeah, you need to see it
because it's only like
so
a minute.
Cool, and we'll link to it. So go to the blog and watch that. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. I'm playing Lego City Undercover, which I've alluded to the entire episode.
Yes.
Right.
And I am hating myself for not playing all the other Lego games.
Yeah.
Because
well, that seems
so
like
good.
It's different because it's the first Lego game in a long time.
It's Lego Grand Theft Auto.
That has its own, like, plot, though.
Yeah.
Right.
It's developing a canon. And they're going to be able to do a series out of this.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
The whole thing is you're a cop who, and I guess the 3DS game gives you a backstory, which I might have to get. But
sorry, Tamagotchi is calling.
It's fine. Oh yeah, you can talk about that at the end. Your new obsession. It's a Grand Theft Auto style open world game. You play a cop who's just coming back to Lego City.
That doesn't look good at all.
And I can almost smell that from here.
Screenshot that so we can put it up.
Right. Oh, I already cleaned the poop up. I'm sorry.
Anyway, you play Chase McClane, who's coming back to Lego City. He has there's a tangled love story involving a woman in the city. There's a renegade villain who's trying to get out of jail, who you find out has gotten out of jail, and he's kind of like Lego Island, if you guys played it.
Yes,
kind of like Lego
Ages
Island.
Ages ago, the Brickster.
Yeah, the Brickster reminds me a lot of this.
I can't believe I pulled that out of my.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no.
You
kidding.
Know what the main character's name was? I think it was Pepper.
Something. Wasn't he a pizza delivery guy?
Yeah, a skateboarder.
Yep. Oh wow,
cool game. That music. Oh man. But anyway, it feels like Lego Island in a good way.
That was like
your
gamepad
acts as your communicator, which you actually they built. And I hope you start seeing it in the stores, but they built a Lego piece that looks like a gamepad. And he holds it in the game, and that's your communicator. So your characters who you're talking to, like there's like the police headquarters, the woman who works there, shows up on your gamepad. You answer the phone that way.
Oh,
she talks to
neat.
You on the gamepad. You have your map there, all that stuff.
See, that makes Wii U definitely worthwhile.
People who use the pad correctly can make it work.
It's so immersive that you feel like you're actually there.
That's awesome.
But, The vehicles and everything are great. I know you can ride a skeleton T-Rex at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Riding Treants in Lego Lord of the Rings
is
incredibly satisfying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
incredibly
satisfying. I cannot wait to play that game.
Yeah.
I might put Lego City Undercover on hold to play Lego Lord of the Rings. Anyway, I'm playing that now. It's really good. I can't stop. It's so addicting.
Awesome.
But I'm taking a break because the new Dissonored DLC came out, The Knives of Dunwall.
Yes.
If you played Dissonored, which I know you have, you play as Dowd, who was one of the main villains from the first game.
Right.
But they dive into that character a little more, and you realize that he's a terrible person.
Right.
But you're playing him, and it's weird because you're constantly like contradicting what you thought in the original game.
Yeah.
But you actually start the game off, and this isn't a spoiler because it's the story of the first game. You start the game as Dowd on the rooftops, and you see your assassins kill the Empress.
Oh, wow.
And like you see like Corvo. Well, I don't think you actually see Corvo, but... It's so hard.
Wow.
And they
wow.
really get into the wailing aspect of it all.
Uh-huh.
And you actually see whales alive, which you never saw. The whale oil is a big part of that game's lore. That's one of my... I was really disappointed when it was over because I wanted it to be longer. Because it was Bethesda. I expected it to be.
Yeah.
Although they only produced it. And It's really difficult, but for $10, I'd say it's totally worth it.
Yeah, $10. Yeah.
Do we
want
to wrap it up? Did you just want to say what you're playing on the handheld or on your phone before we?
Plants vs. Zombies.
Plants vs. Zombies.
And Clash of Clans, of course.
You're playing Tamagotchi, which is
Life, which is a direct port of the original 1996 Tamagotchi.
That's awesome.
Direct port. None of the because they kept releasing them, especially in Japan, adding more and more features, more and more stages. These are the original, so don't be upset if it doesn't have all the features you remember, because these are the 1996 original Tamagotchi.
Is that one that was?
Yes.
I got stuck
made
with
by Bandai.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got stuck with a Nano Pet.
So did I. I had a puppy. I had a Nano Pet puppy. Yep. Yeah. And I played it like a week.
I remember being at a pool. I mean, I don't live there.
I'll cut that out.
Being at a pool with my mom would always go, and I would ask her to take care of my Nano Pet while I was in the pool.
That's all.
Which I think a lot of moms had to deal with.
Yeah.
Like school.
This is not as needy as I remember it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm playing Whale Trail, which is free right now.
Huh.
There's actually it's kind of similar to Robot Unicorn.
Yeah, Unicorn Attack.
Yeah, similar to that, where they have one really catchy song that plays the entire time.
Yeah.
But it's like Tiny Wings meets that helicopter game that you used to play.
Okay. Oh, all right.
But you collect balls of color, and you collect the colors of the rainbow, and when you do, you turn into like a super whale that blows through all... Your enemies are storm clouds.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's so cutesy, but I can't stop playing.
Right. I'm going to get it.
You can turn into like a ninja whale, a zombie whale, all this different stuff. A Yeti whale.
I taught my mom how to play Angry Birds today.
I'm impressed.
That's awesome.
Because I made her download it because my daughter loves it.
Why don't you just have Morgan teach your mom how to
play?
Well,
Morgan could.
Yeah.
Because she's actually decent at the game. But my mom played through the first level of Angry Birds, and she's like, what is this? This is what everyone is going crazy about? And then I was like, well, yeah. And then the second level, she hit, like, direct hit on a pig, and she's like, yeah! And I was like, there you go.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Great. Well, thanks for listening to Popular Outcast Gaming.
Pog!
Oh, our intro, which we didn't get to thank anyone for the last episode. Episode was by Kyle Blessing.
Kyle Blessing.
At Kyle Blessing on Twitter. Follow him.
Yes.
Y1065FM.
Yeah.
He's on all the time now.
Yeah.
So take a listen.
The Ryan Seacrest of Central Pennsylvania.
That's what we're
exactly
going to call him.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, Bill, you want to do your catchphrase?
Pew!